This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello!
Hi!
I'm so excited. We're back on air!
And we are very happy about it.
And I'm really out of breath because I was trying to show Abby my amazing dance moves to that last song.
Pierre Abby would like to mention that she did tell Ella, don't get too out of breath because we're jumping straight in to talky things.
I was going to say, I'd like you to know that I ignored your advice.
Yes.
But then you said talky things and I got distracted.
I forgot the word, like, chat, apparently. Chat.
You've missed us, dearly.
Story time on Showtime at URN.
That's going to be a new feature. We're going to introduce new features this term. Abby made the mistake of getting me kazoos for my birthday.
It was an honest mistake.
So be prepared for, not tonight, I haven't got them with me, but in the future, kazooing.
I mean, I'm presuming there must be a guessing game involved as well.
No, or just kazoos.
Just kazoos.
It's just me standing here going,
that was an amazing kazoo noise.
Thank you.
How long have you been practicing that? Because you should have been writing some essays or something.
I'm not going to lie. I just did that spontaneously. And then there was my voice in my head was just like, that was really good. Don't draw attention to it. Eurovision was last night, and as we started the tradition of last year, when Eurovision is on, we do our own Eurovision special.
Of course.
Where we pick musicals that correspond to countries, and we have like our own mini competition, and then you can send in your votes and let us know which ones you want to win. What did you think of Eurovision last night?
I really enjoyed it. I didn't think, sometimes when you're watching Eurovision, there can be parts that are a bit slow and you're like, oh, yeah, get through the song, whatever. But I thought all the songs were pretty decent last
night. I don't think there was any standout bad song.
No.
There was a moment when they were sort of going through them when people could vote and I turned to my house and I was like, there aren't any bad, I don't know who's going to come last.
No.
Who was that? Poor Spain.
Sorry, Spain.
Anyway,
we don't care about who loses.
We like Eurovision.
We
feel
have
like
guessed.
We're very much in tune with the Eurovision audience.
Yeah.
So we hope you like what we have to offer tonight. What we've done is prepared a little taster of what happened on the show last year, just so you can compare how much we've improved.
In inverted commas.
This is our Eurovision special.
Woo!
It's very exciting.
What an opening. That was incredible.
Yeah, we did a lot of dancing. It was amazing. But, you know, it's all part of the guiding experience.
They're wolves.
They're wolves. Such a good moment. We are the middle of the Venn diagram between musical theatre and Eurovision. We've come up with a plan to stalk Josh Groban. So, Josh, if you're listening,
we love you.
We love you.
Love him.
Love him.
I think it might be my fault, particularly.
It's all Abby's fault, basically.
Just Julie Andrews. Very British, so I think we
Julie
can,
Julie Andrews,
you know,
doesn't feature in this song, so let's just kill that.
Fine.
Not
whatever.
Kill Julie Andrews.
I thought, oh, that good could lord, Ella, stop talking now, immediately. Let's play the song. You Are Enervision. I've been trying to come up with a name for it for quite some time now.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
I'm so excited by this.
So, that was last year.
Now you know how we got our name.
Yep.
You know that we love Josh Groban.
We know that we don't intend any harm to Julie Andrews.
I can't believe it's been a year since you accidentally threatened to kill Julie Andrews.
It comes up in conversation more than you'd think.
Yeah.
We're going to France first.
Ooh.
We discussed last year that there are a lot of musicals that come from
so
France.
So many.
Like Moulin Rouge, Phantom, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Les Mis, obviously, which we played last year. I feel like, you know the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon? Just make it musicals of France.
Yeah.
That's sounded better in my head. Anyway, we've settled on one and we hope you'll be pretty happy with it. It was kind of the show of the hour before the Easter break, and you're probably sick to death of it, but we still love it. You might even say it is the one.
Yes!
Yes, representing France, we have Beauty and the Beast featuring the wonderful Ewan McGregor and his phenomenal French accent. This is Be Our Guest. Our guest from Beauty and the Beast for France in Eurovision.
Oh, I love that song so
it's
much.
So good. I mean, Ewan McGregor.
He tries so hard.
Yeah, like, I guess.
I think there must be at least some points for effort.
I mean, we've said this before on the show. It becomes normal by the end of the film. That's what's bizarre. And even when I listen to that, I know for a fact that is a ridiculous French accent that no French person pronounces it. Gast.
No.
But still listening, I'm like, yeah, this is in the context
of the film. You're like, oh, that'd be our guest. We know this song.
I still don't understand why only Lumiere has a French accent. The whole thing's set in France. Why is only Lumiere French?
There are probably some Disney buds on the internet that can tell you, but honestly, I've no idea.
Speaking of dubious countries, I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, neither do I.
Point is, Australia isn't in Europe. That is the fundamental issue here.
No.
I'm happy that they're part of Eurovision. Good for them. It's not part of Europe. And as such, we didn't include it in Eurovision last year.
We got very angry about this. But
We're
feeling a bit more benevolent this year.
A little bit. And also, Abby came up with a good
pun.
Sorry. Just remembered it happening in her face when she said, Abby, would you like to explain?
Okay, so for Australia's entry, we are going to the land of Oz. Everybody get that? I'm very pleased with it. I did the face again, I can tell.
You actually did. And hand movements as well. It was very bizarre. Yes, we're going down under for the Wizard of Oz for Australia.
Never mind. I was going with a weird
I don't think Dorothy starts in Kansas and ends up in Canberra. Although that would be a lovely twist.
How do you know?
Back to this. Making their Eurovision debut, this is the Wizard of Oz for Australia with Merry Old Land of Oz. Also, there's a moment about 2 minutes in that always makes me laugh. Let's see if you can spot it. This is Merry Old Land of Oz. We now move swiftly on to Russia. Again, a surprising number of musicals from Russia. Which I can only think of one right now. Point is, we've gone for Anastasia.
Because that's Ella's current new favourite musical.
Oh, I'm so angry with them because they opened in March on Broadway. It's such a good show and they're not releasing the cast album until June, which means we probably won't even be able to play it as part of our Tony special. And there's such a good song called My Petersburg, song by Derek Leonard, and it's brilliant and I really want to play it. And they can't find it anywhere. It's in good enough quality. It's just live performances that I watch repeatedly.
Okay. So Ella said that all in one breath.
I was gonna
a bit worried. That was the bit that Ella found really funny in the Oz song.
Every time it gets me. We're going to play for Anastasia. What we're going to do, because of the fact that they haven't released an album yet, not that I'm angry about it, we're going to go to the 1997 Fox animation. Not all of the songs from the film have been transferred to the musical, but this is one of the few that has. So representing Russia in this competition, this is A Rumour in St. Petersburg from Anastasia. Now, Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty did all the music for that film and have been brought back for the musical and have just composed some really, really brilliant songs. My Petersburg is such a good song. Not that I'm going to carry on going on about it.
Not at all.
I mean, Journey to the Past from the original film was nominated for an Oscar. The musical has already been nominated for loads of Drama Desk Awards. Not enough Tony Awards, in my opinion.
She's just pointing out there.
It's going to be a very, very strong year at the Tonys this year. There are some good shows.
Yeah.
Anastasia has been overlooked because of those.
Yeah.
If it had been another year, Anastasia would have done really well, unfortunately. Anyway, it was 9 years before Anastasia that Lynn and Stephen first worked together. And in the nicest possible way, you can see the development and improvement.
Unlike this show.
Shush, Abby. Their first show that Lynn and Stephen worked together on is a little known musical, but a favourite of ours, Lucky Stiff.
Yeah.
Abby still can't hear the words Lucky Stiff without laughing because she's a child.
Yeah. I don't really want to defend myself. It's a really funny name. It sounds really rude, but it isn't rude. It's about a dead person.
About a dead guy, of course. It's a musical farce in which Harry Witherspoon takes his dead uncle to Monaco for a holiday in order to inherit his fortune. I mean, it's your classic story arc.
Obvi.
Tale as old as time, to paraphrase Beauty and the Beast. It was slightly less successful.
Just a tiny bit.
Than their subsequent musicals. It ran off Broadway in 1988 and closed after 15 performances.
Oh, it hurts me every time.
It didn't even get to Broadway. It managed a West End run in 1997. It actually made its... I only found this out the other day. I'm really excited by it. It made its UK debut at Lincoln's Theatre Royal in 1991. Drop that name there. There was also a film in 2014, but we don't speak about that because the reviews were just abysmal.
Nope.
Anyway, it's a surprisingly jolly show, and there aren't many shows set in Monaco.
No.
So we're going for this. Monaco has entered Eurovision 24 times. Won once, refused to host. Let's not get into that.
That is a great move. Just no. All right, then.
They haven't entered since 2006. So let's see if they have more success in the much more prestigious, yes, I think we can all agree, URNovision. So for Monaco, this is Speaking French from Lucky Steph.
And now, messieurs dames, the moment you have all been waiting for.
We've also been joined in the studio for a guest. By a guest.
Hello.
Ian Sheard, everybody.
The optional third presenter who always gets shoved in the backstage bit to talk to people and then never does.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Are you familiar with the concept of URNovision?
Is it? No, I'm not.
Well, you're in for a treat. I won't play the full clip. Basically, we're doing our own Eurovision Song Contest tonight, where we pick musicals corresponding to countries, and then people are going to vote on them.
I see. Well, that sounds very interesting. Yeah,
it is.
We're happy with it.
Hence why we're doing it for the second year.
And third, hopefully, next year. Yeah, so basically you're here to witness me introducing, trying to segue from one of the most ridiculous farcical musicals of all time, yeah, to one of the most depressing, angsty, angry musicals ever written.
Because that's what we think on a sunny Sunday afternoon, yeah, is really going to...
Who needs segues on this show? Yeah, we're going over to Spring Awakening for Germany.
Oh, dear.
Which...
I feel sorry for Germany that's the musical that we've chosen to represent them.
Well, I like the musical.
I suppose, isn't it high school students? And they did send a 17-year-old. So I guess there's a small, yeah, link.
It's more the fact that the musical's got quite a lot of rape in it. Sort of puts you off.
Yeah, no.
Puts you off it a little bit. Also, we wanted to... So basically, it's set in 19th century Germany and tells the story of like a group of teenagers sort of becoming sexually aware for the first time and like the difficulties that go with that.
Hence, Spring Awakening.
That...
Ella looks like I've just like revealed something, yeah, amazing to her.
I had never thought about it that way. That's,
I'm on it.
The moment of silence there that is conveyed really well over radio, yeah, was me realising.
Your eyes went so wide.
Because I respect your show, I'm not going to make the joke I was going to make about Spring Awakening and getting sprung. But
let's not go there. My mum's listening to this, Ian. We don't need that smut that you have on a Friday evening.
Hello, Mrs. Vedrenska.
Anyway, musical opened on Broadway in 2006, starring people like Jonathan Groff, Lea Michele, John Gallagher Jr., and Skylar Astin, who, if you're interested, his haircut for the show was surprisingly like the Belarusian girl for last night.
There you go.
The sort of the two little blobs on top. Anyway, couldn't play the song that we wanted to play because it's got a word that I won't repeat on air, because I asked the head of the station and he said nope, you can't really do that, so we've gone for a different song, which is surprisingly slightly more jolly, which is kind of rare in Spring Awakening. So without further ado, that one's for Abby's mum, representing Germany. This is the original Broadway cast recording of Spring Awakening with My Junk. My Junk from Spring Awakening. In case I didn't mention it quite enough.
Yeah, I think, just in case, just to clarify.
Yep, in case you didn't know, My Junk from Spring Awakening representing Germany. So if you like that, send in a vote for Germany.
Ella quite likes it.
Genuinely, it's one of those ones, that, like, the first time you see it, you're like, this is a bit weird.
Yeah.
And then, love it now. Ready to sing along, dance to it.
I think it's quite easy to sing along to, considering it consists of, like, two words.
There's a song... not the song that we were going to play, but a different song that we really, really couldn't,
yeah,
play, which involves the lyrics, blah, 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 blah.
Verbatim.
In case you want to sing along with that one, if it ever comes on the radio.
We won't
ever be playing.
After the watershed. We'll take over.
I get Ian to play it on his show. That happens at 11 p.m. Here, you can get away with it. Next up is a Showtime classic. It's a catchy tune, a great musical, got memorable lines, and Laura Benanti. What more could you possibly want?
We found Laura!
Representing Spain, this is Model Behaviour from David Yazbek's Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. Just get ready to say, Peppa!
You have 27 messages.
Time for us to return back home to the United Kingdom for their entry to Eurovision. Last year, in case you'd forgotten, we played Mary Poppins and I accidentally threatened to kill Julie Andrews.
That will not happen again.
No, it will not. Because we are professionals.
Yep.
And so this year we're going as British as possible with Gary Barlow's The Girls, which is based on the story of Calendar Girls. The music is really nice.
It's lovely.
It's lovely. It's pretty. It's gentle. It didn't win anything at the Oliviers, unfortunately. I think it might have in another year, but there were a lot of strong new musicals this year. It's worth watching the live performance at the Oliviers just for Gary Barlow's smile partway through. It's hilarious. We were going to play Yorkshire tonight because of the moment where they list the counties of the UK, apart from Lincolnshire, still haven't given in for that. And what could be more British than that? But what I've actually done is picked a song called Sunflower, which is the number that closes Act 1. And it's just a really nice song. They don't tend to be nice songs in musicals. They're very like over the top or dramatic or angry. Like, it's just a nice song. So representing the United Kingdom, this is Gary Barlow and the cast of The Girls with Sunflower. Now, our next show in the competition comes from Italy in what might be the loosest connection of the evening.
Well, then again, we've had Oz in Australia.
I was going to say, they're pretty tenuous at the best of times. For Italy, we've picked Benny and Bjorn's Chess, which is set for a very small part of the show in Murano in Italy, where there's going to be a World Chess Championship. Now, you can't play chess without playing Anthem, and you can't play Anthem without playing Josh Groban's version of it. It's the law.
Obviously.
Can't do anything about
it. As you heard in the flashback, we do love Josh Groban.
Just a little bit.
Any excuse.
And it's just a really big, dramatic song that closes the first act of the show and is sung by the Russian chess champion. It's a great song at the end of the day, and we needed a big ballad for Eurovision, because what Eurovision show is complete without a big ballad? For Italy then, this is Josh Groban with Anthem. It is now time for me to calm down.
Yes.
And introduce our final entry of the evening. It's actually another musical based on the music of Benny and Bjorn. They wrote Chess and it's their music. That makes up Mamma Mia.
Yay!
How could you do anything to do with Eurovision and not include Mamma Mia? It's the one show that we also played in last year's competition, where I represented Greece because it's set on a Greek island, and it actually ended up winning with Waterloo. Mm. And I wanted to include it again this year, but in a slightly different way. You may remember that I played Under Attack last term, and I went on and on about how good the Swedish version of Mamma Mia
I've heard about it
was.
A lot.
It's so good! I really wanted to include it in the Eurovision special, and I'm not going to play Under Attack just because, like, it's not a song that people know particularly well anyway, and then just throwing it in Swedish, it's not going to get enough votes. So I've made the tactical decision to make it Mamma Mia in Swedish,
yep.
Basically. Just because I know it's going to get everyone up and dancing, and you can still sing along to it, and it's like, it's just brilliant. I've no idea what they're saying, but I just love the Swedish
version. Presumably the same lyrics that they say in the English version. Not to, you know, put logic into
this. The Mamma Mia bit, I know. I've got that bit down. And I've got a few weeks left before the end of term to try and get Under Attack in, and I promise I will. It's just so good. Really do listen to the Swedish version. It's phenomenal. Anyway, closing the competition for us, it's going to be representing Sweden rather than Greece this year because it's in Swedish. It's Mamma Mia, på svenska. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the end of tonight's show. So now it's up to you. If you haven't already, pick your favourites and let us know via Facebook or Twitter. To recap, we've had Beauty and the Beast for France, Wizard of Oz for Australia, Anastasia for Russia, Lucky Stiff for Monaco, Spring Awakening for Germany, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown for Spain, The Girls for the United Kingdom, Chess for Italy, Mamma Mia for Sweden. Get your votes in now. And we'll be starting next week's show with that winning song. So it's important.
Yeah, obviously.
Pick the one you want to hear again. Now, playing us out, it's been our Eurovision special. And what better way to end than with the greatest musical homage to Eurovision ever seen from last year's host, Petra and Mance. This is That's Eurovision. We'll see you next week now. Enjoy.
It's a multinational competition with a collaborative mission. So much like the Olympics in a way.
Abby and I here in the studio are going to kick things off because we're basically the most important people.
Obviously.
I think we can all agree.
We are the jury in this situation.
We are the judge, jury and executioner. That's...
No.
We're not going to kill anyone. We're... Not Julie Andrews.
Oh, don't. Not again. I promised on air that we would not do this again.
I did not promise anything. Right, so I'm going to start. And basically, the way we're assigning points, we've asked people to pick their top five. Fifth place gets 1 point. Fourth place gets 3 points. Third place gets 7 points. Second place gets 10 points. And first place gets the incredible 12 points. The douze points.
Abby would like to point out she wanted a three-tier system.
Abby was
one, two, and three. But yeah.
By me. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Anyway, my 1 point goes to Germany. 3 points to Spain. 7 points to the UK. 10 points to Italy. And 12 points to France. Because they are the one. Abby.
My 1 point goes to Australia. 3 points goes to the UK. 7 points go to Italy. 10 points to France. And my 12 points go to Spain with model behaviour.
No. Controversial.
I know.
Two of us.
The problem is, we love all these songs, so choosing like some of them to be better than others is really, really difficult.
I went to have a look at them. Like, I have no idea. I love all these songs.
Yeah.
They're brilliant. Good show, me and Abby.
Well done, well done us.
Thumbs up from Gary Barlow. We're now going to go over to our live callers to receive their votes.
Here are the votes of the refund jury. My 1 point goes to Sweden. My 3 points go to Russia. My 7 points go to Australia. My 10 points go to Italy, and my 12 points go to France.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for a lovely show.
It's okay.
All the hard work you put into it.
It's all right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye, Ella.
Bye-bye. Right, Jake, do you want to announce? So go for fifth place, fourth place, third place, second place, and then do 12 points too, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, in fifth place. My 1 point goes to Russia. In fourth place, my 3 points go to Germany. In third place, my 7 points go to France. In second, my 10 points go to Monaco. And in first, my 12 points go to Spain.
Thank you very much, Jake. We appreciate your votes. I've just remembered that I've still got a clip of you last year where I think I tell you that we're already recording and you're like, oh, sorry, I was waiting for a beep, and I'm just like, beep, go.
I remember that.
Yeah, I've just remembered it. We are already recording.
Can I be nosy and ask, oh, shoot, are you really?
Yeah, go for it, though.
Oh, yeah, but it's the nerves. Okay, can you do a beep for me? In fifth place, there's Monaco. Fourth place, Russia. Third place, Australia. Second place, Sweden. And first place, the United Kingdom.
Boom!
Oh, but it was very close on some of them.
Was it?
Yeah. And I was... Yeah. It was very close. I will stick with my options, but I feel...
What were they close on?
Well, Russia, Australia, the UK and Sweden all had 9 or 10 out of 10.
Nice.
So... Yeah, I feel like the middle of the first third, maybe half of the show was definitely my style of music, and then it kind of was still good, but less my style.
Thank you for that glowing review.
Oh, it was still very enjoyable. It opened my eyes to alternative forms of music. Yeah. It's just a slightly different style was going on for the second.
And yet you've given 12 and 10 to your final and second to last songs.
Okay, yeah. Well,
so basically what you've said is nonsense. It's really good chatting to you.
I saw the UK was earlier on.
No.
No?
Wasn't it? There were 9 songs to vote for. UK was 7th. Sweden was 9th.
Oh.
So.
In that case, you entertained me solidly for an hour.
That's why I wore that on a t-shirt. That's so the byline for Shoto. You entertained me solidly for an hour. All right. See you soon.
Ace.
Bye.
Bye.
The votes are in. They have been counted and, well, not independently verified because I'm the only one here with a calculator, so it was me. Hello. But I can promise you that they are correct and there has been no tampering whatsoever. I can now announce that in last place, it's Germany with 4 points.
We've all got our junk and my junk is you. See us winter
walk. In 8th place, Monaco with 11.
You say ooh, 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 I answer ah. You whisper ooh la la and I go. Then I say mmm and you say ah.
7th, Russia with 17. We then actually have joint 5th place, Australia and Sweden, both with 25. Congratulations, guys.
That's how we love the day.
In 4th place, it's Italy with 31.
I cross over borders, but I'm still there.
And in 3rd place, it's the UK with 34 points. Solid work, Gary, and hopefully this will pay off for Eurovision next year when you inevitably write our Eurovision hit.
If there's half a chance to take and take it, one eye following the line like a satellite.
That leaves us with France and Spain. One is Ewan McGregor at his finest with the aghast. Accurate impression.
They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best.
The other is Spain. Laura Benanti, the goddess that she is, with Model Behaviour, and Peppa, and Misspelled Vagina.
Are you there? Are you okay? You're not there, but we need to talk. My stomach's aching like I swallowed some enormous rock. I'm at the phone booth on the corner and I've only got a minute because I'm running out of change.
Which do you want to win? Who have you voted to win? Who will be opening our show, the highest honour that can be paid to any musical theatre song? The winner is... Neither of them. It was a draw. They both got 42 points. Exactly. It's a little bit anticlimactic. Sorry. So what we're going to do to fix this is we're going to just play both. We're going to start the show with one. We're going to end the show with the other. You'll have to tune in next week to find out which one is which. How exciting. We're keeping you on your toes. It may just be a weird mashup of the two. We don't know yet. Oh, we could get Ewan McGregor to say Peppa. Tune in at 6 p.m. on Sunday, only on urine1350.net, to find out which of your URNovision winners is going to be opening the show and which will be closing the show. See you on Sunday, everybody. Bye.
This is URN.
Showtime Breakdown.
Do you think you said 6 p.m. enough?
That'll do. I said 6 p.m. In case you weren't aware, it'll be a good hour of solidly entertaining you. It's all anyone can ask for.
Which is the, you know, the underground Robbie Williams hit. Let me solidly entertain you for a solid hour.
Let me entertain you. Terms and conditions at the bottom. Solidly for 60 minutes, no more, no less. Goodbye, everybody. Peace out.
Bye.
Why did I say that?
Stop recording!